We have your new week for your accountability sheets if you so desire one. Want to give you that. I found mine to be quite helpful this week, staying focused. Made all the notes on all my shortcomings and shortfalls. Sins that I've been tempted by, whether I fail or whether I not, I still wrote them down. Because the devil may say, well, he won this time, but he might not win the next time. So I do not take it for granted. So if you'd like to have that, you're welcome to that. Your new one for this week, again, 2 Corinthians 13:5, to examine yourself to see whether you're in the faith. Again, if there's some things that you want to add to it, please do not hesitate to let me know, and we will do that. But this is the week of the 28th through the 2nd, the 28th through the 2nd. Here's the new sheet on the book of Exodus. Now, before we give them out, Brother John, I want to say, if you have not done the book of Genesis, don't take Exodus. If you did not go through your sheet to do what's in there in relationship to pulling out your sheet here, because these things are given not just to say we're doing something, but it's a growing process, amen? And you look at your sheet here for Genesis, you know, Genesis 3:15, tile that in to 4:25, 9:27, and go all the way down to 49:10. To even know before you look at your sheet, do you know what the word Genesis means? Okay? See? Okay? So please, so here it is right here. And I got mine right behind Exodus. The next week when you get another one, you'll start your new sheet with Leviticus, okay? So we're going to give you that for the book of, is that Exodus? Exodus, right? Okay, Exodus. And we want you to have that sheet for the book of Exodus too. And then when you look at that, do the same thing. The word Exodus means departure, going out. Moses is the author. Why is Moses the author? Because he wrote the first five books, right? The Pentateuch, right? He wrote the first five books of the Old Testament. Is that right? All right? And the word means going out. Exodus 1:1 said there arose a king that did not know Joseph, right? So we see in the book of Exodus a departing from Egypt. The Israelites, God's chosen people, Genesis 12:1, that the seed, Genesis 3:15, will go through. Amen. Of Galatians 4:4. Y'all with me? See? All right? Get some extra ones there. Extra ones? Okay, good. Bring them back up here. Okay. Pastor, bring them back up here. Let me ask you a question. Maybe I don't see it right. Maybe you can help me. Maybe I'm seeing it wrong. Thank you, John. This is the Lord's Day, right? Amen. God bless us with 6 days to do whatever we want to do, right? This is his day, right? God bless us so much, don't he? Just being saved. Amen. Amen. Do you know of anything more important than this day? Not really. Do you know of anything that you can name of that you should put over this time, this hour, that you know the whole church going to come together in one place to grow in the grace and knowledge of our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ? Just trying to get us to think. Amen. See, you have jobs, right? If you got to be there at 8 o'clock, what'd that mean? Right? See, and if you don't do it, some companies will write you up, right? And you could lose your job, am I right, for being late so many times. So the point that I'm saying, brother, James 4:17, to him who know to do good and do it not, to him is a sin. That's the way we got to believe, and that's the way we got to think. See, if we don't respect God's word, if we don't respect God, see, it's not going to happen. You understand what I'm saying? Now, we can make all the excuses we want to for not being here, but still, you're not here, okay? And that's a problem. Maybe you don't see it a problem, but I do. I really do, okay? So let's go there. Okay, all right, you got the book of Exodus, so we're going to go ahead and begin today. Thank you, John. And then we're going to go ahead and begin there. Okay, so you got the Exodus, and then what you're going to do, you're going to go to the records at the bottom here. You're going to read the whole thing, but you're just going to mark God commissioned to Moses 3:1-4:17, the 10 plagues, the beginning of Passover, the opening of the Red Sea, the 10 commandments, instruction to the tabernacle, offering to the tabernacle, the building of the tabernacle, and the erecting of the tabernacle, and God's filing of the tabernacle. And you're going to do all that. And the reason why that's so important, because you need to know that before you go in Leviticus, okay? So please read that and understand that. But the key point that I want you to understand about Exodus is Exodus 1:1. There arose a king that did not know Joseph, amen, in relationship to the children of Israel, amen, put in bondage, amen. And that word departure, that word going out of, what the word mean, Exodus, that simply means that the children of Israel are going to come out of Egyptian bondage. In relationship to understand what you need. No, we'll get them later. Thank you. In relationship to understanding what is the will of the Lord. Okay? All right. Let's go ahead and begin our study of the book of James. And for those who did not get them out of the Bible class, you can get one. Okay? All right? Let's go to James. All right, James chapter 1 today. All right, let's go ahead and begin, okay? James chapter 1. All right. All right, let's go ahead and begin. And we talked about that. We're not going to deal with that no more. I think we understand our basing and abounding in relationship. To verse 9, verse 7, for let not that man think that he shall receive anything of the Lord. A double-minded man is unstable. A double-minded man, a two-souled man is unstable, and not some ways, but he is stable in what? Always. The reason why he's unstable in all ways is because where sin is, God is not. All right? And if you got your Bible, you need to underline that we're all his ways. And that way, his ways, his is a personal pronoun that refers back to him. Those are his ways versus God's ways. And that's a difference. Amen. Because a double-minded man is not God's way, John 14:6. It's his way. See, when you are double-minded, or when we are double-minded, we are not his way. Because his way is a violation of the principle of seeking ye first the kingdom of God. Offering your bodies a living sacrifice, being not conformed, but be transformed. His ways, and I want you to see that, underline that. That signifies self. See, you're more concerned with your way, his way, than God's way, because God's way is not but one way. See, and that's the point that we're trying to say. even what we're trying to do. We're trying to teach. We're trying to let the word of Christ dwell. We're trying to endeavor to keep the unity of the Spirit and the bond of peace. We're trying to do these things so that we can get out of our way so we can get in his way. So you got to get out the way in order for God to work. So you got to get out of his way, because not my will, it's God's will. Amen. See, and that's the point that we need to understand in relationship to understanding what is the will of the Lord. Because some of us think that we can do what we want to do, what we want to do is still come and be pleasing. But see, 2 John 9 says, if you allow that, we partake in your evil deeds. Amen. See, we allow, or you allow me, John, to do what I want to do in violation, see, of God's word, see, in relation to me wanting to do it my way. When you associate with me, you are just as guilty as I am. See, sometimes I hear brethren say, well, I'm going to stay there at this congregation and hope that I'm going to straighten out, even though you know that it's wrong. See, you can't do that. See, when you violate all the principles of spirituality of Matthew 18, 15, and you tell it to the church, the next step is withdrawal. Because see, you can't partake in his way. Right? Because when you partake of his way, you violate God's way. You understand what I'm saying? That's the reason why I tell you all the time. If I know you to be doing something, if you know me to be doing something that's wrong, see, you're not my friend, you're not my brother if you don't straighten me out. If you love me, you will help me, amen. See, if you know me doing something and it happened on a Thursday, see, you don't wait till Sunday and say, well, I'll see him in church. You go find me. Because I could die between Thursday and Sunday. Amen. See, so the point that I'm saying, that's the urgency of the matter. Because his way is a dangerous way. Amen. That's what that double-minded man would do. See, and that's what we need to understand. That's what that double-minded man would do. See, that double-minded man is undecisive as to whom he's going to serve. Because he's trying to serve two masters. Some is in the way. Some is in the way that caused that person to want to serve too. See? And only you know how to find it, because it's your responsibility to examine yourself. See, you heard me say, when I gave the accountability sheet out, I wrote down sins that I was tempted of. Don't mean necessarily I sinned, but I still wrote them down, because see, the devil say, well, he may have won this time, but I'll try next Tuesday, amen, and he might not win. See, I wanted to know what they were. I wanted to pin on them. I wanted to focus on them. I wanted to be aware of them because, see, if that situation rises again, I'm going to be like Jesus, say, it is written, but I'm going to learn from my what? Temptation. You see what I mean? So that I won't get out of his way, God's way, and want to get in my way. See, and that's the point that you need to understand. And a lot of people just don't understand that. Because, see, we allow people. You know what we do? We allow people to do what they want to do. We do. We don't have no, we don't emphasize the word of God. And when we do, see, people get angry with us. And they say we're negative, we're being dogmatic, or we're being difficult. But, brother, that's just being truthful. Amen. I thought when my daddy gave me whoopers, I thought he was the meanest man in the world. I really did. When my daddy got a hold of me when I was 18, I thought he was the worst. He got through with me. I thought he was the worst thing on the face of the earth. But you know what? When I go back and look at what he did to help me, to teach me, it made me a better man. See, didn't see it then, but I see it now. And that's what discipline does. Discipline makes you better. Discipline don't want to take you the wrong way, it's going to take you the right way. Amen? In relationship to understanding what is the will of the Lord. So please underline that verse there, verse number 8. Unstable in all his ways, because he failed to obey, so God can abound. See, he failed to obey, so God can abound. He failed to obey, so God can abound. See, he did not seek, he did not resist, he did not draw, amen, so he could humble to exalt him, amen. Y'all remember that? James 4:7, write that down. You need to write that on your sheet, on your accountability sheet. James chapter 4 and verse number 7. You just need to write that down, man. And the reason why is, that's what he's saying here. You got to submit. See, if you're not going to never submit, he ain't going to resist. Because that devil, like Paul said in the prize, a roaring lion, seeking whom he may what? Devour. So you're not going to submit, so you can't resist. And when you don't resist, you can't draw. Then you can't draw to God. See, when you don't submit to resist, you know what happened? You can't pray. Amen. Study is no good. Worship is no good. See, all that's in vain. Amen. See, when you don't seek ye first, when you don't give him 100%, when you are double-minded, amen. See, when you're not a base, so he can abound in you, number one, you lose everything. You can't ask him nothing. Amen. Is that right, Brother Fraser? See? Well, the first thing is submitting. Amen. You got to do God's will and his will only. His way. See, so you need to write that. Submit. Resist. See, every day. Sometimes you may need to do it 2 or 3 times a day. As you examine, am I submitting myself to God's word? Terry gave me a super. Man, it is good. I want to share it with you. The reason why I like this is because, you know, I like the social networking that we're living in today. He texted me up there and gave me a website, and I found it. And the reason why I like them is because you find yourself a lot of time with downtime. You know, it may be 15 minutes downtime. It's amazing what 15 minutes of study would do. Amen. See, it's amazing what 10 minutes of prayer life would do. Amen. See, it's just downtime. And all of us carry phones around, don't we? See, our iPads or something around. Amen. But I'm going to give you the website, and I like it. And I downloaded it last night, and I played with it. I found myself on it for 2 hours before I really got away from it. But you can write it down, but you don't have to use it. But it's called TE. If I can find it, I got it, but I gotta get it. Okay. Put your glass on, maybe you can see. Okay, it's called TER. Oh no, hold on. Ted, you got it. Come on, tell me. Yeah. Y'all got that? T-E. Tell them one more time. Uh-huh. Y'all got that? Okay. And so it's for iPhones, iPads, and Android. You can use them all three. And you can download them. It's an app. It's a Bible app. Huh? Yeah. You got it? Yeah, you can go to the App Store, or if you got Android, Play Store, whatever you call them, I don't know what you call them. But anyway, how you download on your phone, that's what you do. But the whole point that I'm saying, thank you, Terry. See, I got 3 or 4 of them. And sometimes you get some downtime where you're not doing nothing, you know, you can pull your phone out and you can read. I bet you I read the book of Galatians 5 times. This week. I just kept reading it over and over and over again, over and over and over again. And the reason why I read it over and over again, because I didn't want to be foolish. You know, these old foolish Galatians. See, I didn't want to be foolish, because sometimes we get hook-wink, you understand what I'm saying? And that was my mindset, that was my thought all this week. Don't be foolish. And I kept reading the book of Galatians. But the whole point I'm saying, if you don't submit to resist the draw, to be humble, to exalt, if you don't base the bound. See, brother, this ain't no good. We can pass our paper all day, amen. We can pass our paper all year. You can make how many folds you want to make. But see, it ain't going to do you no good if you don't do what God tell you to do, amen. See, in relationship to understanding what is the will of the Lord. So if you want to, just write that down, James 4:7. Write Philippians chapter 4, verse 12 down there. In relationship to understanding what is the will of the Lord. It said another thing on that thing, you can type in words, search words, and it'll tell you where all they are. It's really a good site. But anyway, go back to the book of James, okay? And that's what I want to share, okay, with you, okay? Verse 10, let's go. He that been in the rich, and that he is made low, because as the flower of the grass, he shall pass away. What does that simply mean? We came into the world with nothing, brethren, and we going to leave with nothing. Don't get caught up on tangibility. Get caught up on intangibility. Amen. See, what you love is what you're going to serve. Amen. See, so you got to let it go. See, you can't hold on. You can't hold on and submit, can you? See, you can't hold on and submit. See, you love the world, or you love your job, or you love the things of the world more than you love God, brethren, you're not going to be able to abound. It's just that simple. See, life just pass away. You're here today and you're gone tomorrow. See, and that's the thing that we need to understand. For the sun is so soon risen with a burning heat. We talked about that. Underline that word, burning heat. 1 John 2:15, that's what sin does. Sin is a burning heat that causes us to desire what we see, to lust after the flesh and have the pride of life. Amen. See, it can become so difficult sometimes, don't it? It can beat on you sometimes. Amen. Sometimes you don't know which directions to go. Life shouldn't be that way. See, whatever state you find yourself in, be content. Amen. See, life shouldn't be that way. See, like somebody said the other day, see, I cussed them out. Well, you cussed them out, but did it change anything? No. See, it didn't change nothing. See, you got angry because the line was long. Did it make it shorter? Amen. Using Walmart and they didn't have but two cashiers open. I don't understand this here. You don't supposed to understand. It ain't yours. And you get all upset and all bent out of shape, but did it make you move any faster? See, that's what he's talking about. See, that burning heat. Some things in life we don't have no control. But see, when you are base, so he can cause you to abound because you have submitted, resisted, drawn to be humble, to be exalted you. See, contentment going to come. This world not going to have no hold over you. Amen. Things of the world not going to have no hold over you. It's nice to have wonderful things. Amen. God blesses us. Amen. See, God gives us what? Wakes us up with a reading portion of our health and strength. He gives us all good mind. He gives us the ability to go out and make money, don't he? To have nice things. And ain't nothing wrong with it. Long as you don't put it over God. Amen. See, long as you don't put it over God. What good is having a blessed job when that job caused you to violate God's word? You ever thought about that? But it's a good job. But still, it could be a curse when you allow it, why? To supersede God. Y'all understand what I'm saying? See, what good is having all these things when you allow it to cause you not to submit? You understand what I'm saying? Now remember what Galatians said, whatsoever a man sows, that's where he was. See, now understand that reaping process. A reaping process, if you sow toward the flesh, you're going to reap condemnation, right? And you sow toward the spirit, what? Eternal life. See, it's a sowing process. See, so that's the reason why we have to make right choice. So he says here, be careful of the burning heat, but it withereth the grass, and the flower thereof falleth, and that's what happened. See, when you let that job stop you from growing, or you let this situation stop you from growing, first thing you start doing, missing, and soon you stop missing a little bit, sooner or later, you don't come to church at all. Amen. You follow the way. And the grace of the fast and the parish also shall the rich man fade away, that word again, Frazier, in his ways. See, the Holy Spirit don't use it twice. Underline that word. His ways, he said it again here. He said it again here. His ways, amen. Y'all see that? Then verse number 8. By verse number 11, please mark verse number 8. Underline that. Because see, he gives you a second time. He gives you a second time here. His ways, verse 8. And then his ways, verse number 11. See, that's what happens when you don't abase. So you can abound when you are double-minded. See, when you are not decided on whom you're going to serve. See, that's what's going to happen to you. See, you're going to have a burning heat. You're going to perish. You're going to fall away. Why? Because you're in your way versus God's way. Y'all understand what he's saying here? Y'all with me? Then verse 12, blessed the man that endureth temptation. Now, that simply means that just because you are based and abound, that don't mean temptation not going to come. Amen. See, sometimes people say, well, well, why are these things happening to me? Well, it could be for the good or it could be for the bad. See, enduring temptation, when you handle it right, it strengthens you. Amen. It makes you better. Amen. See, when temptation came my way this past week and I endured, I gave a big thank you, Jesus. See, nobody wasn't around me, but I said, thank you, Jesus. Amen. But everybody can't endure. Amen. Everybody can't overcome. See, that's the reason why, see, I made notes. I made note. I wrote the date it happened. I wrote the time it happened. Amen. And when I got back to my desk, I took my red marker pen, and I put a big old red marker around it. You know why I did it? Because, see, this week when I go back and look at it, because, see, what I want to do is compare weeks to weeks, days to days. Amen. I'm not going to throw last week away. Amen. Because the devil ain't going to forget it. Amen. Am I right? I'm going to hold on to it. Amen. See, I'm going to hold on to it. See, I'm going to hold on to him all this year. Amen. So I can go back and look. See, then you can look at the growing process that you're going with. So he says that blessed is the man that endure temptation, for when he is tried, and what tried means when he is tested. See, when he is tested, when he is proved. See, we had a test this morning. Some passed, some didn't. Hello? You know what that test was? To see where you're going to be here on time. You're laughing, but I'm serious. That's a problem. Amen? Am I right? See, that was a test. He tried you. Some failed, some didn't. See, God look at it this way. Sometimes people say, well, I'm so sick, I can't hardly move. I can't come to church today. But God look, 7 o'clock in the morning, you're at work. He look at that. Amen. Am I right? See, that's part of submissive, amen. That's part of servanthood, amen. Am I right? See, that word test means tried. You are tried, you are tested. You say you love me, well, you keep my commandments, amen. First John, see, if you love me, you're going to keep my commandments. Amen. Go with me to John right quick. I want to read something to you. First John. See, we got to understand this here. Now, y'all with me? Don't y'all get mad with me now. All right, I don't know. All right. First John. Five. Whole book good, but I'm just going to read a few verses. All right? He said, whosoever believeth that Jesus is the Christ is born of God. Now, is born of God simply means that you're in that spiritual realm. Right? You're not double-minded. Because when you're born again, see, you're born again of the Spirit and the water that put you in Christ Jesus. Am I right? They put you in that spiritual realm to be born again, a child of God, Romans 8, 16, 17, to be heirs of God and joint heirs of Jesus Christ, to know that you are children of God. Amen. Am I right? See, that means that you're born again into the family of God, which is the church of Christ. See, you can't be born again spiritually and be a part of some other organization or another way. Amen. Am I right? See, there is not another way. Paul said that in Galatians 1, am I right? Amen. See, when you are born again, I thought I'd pin that right there. See, when you are born again, whoever believeth that Jesus is the Christ is born again. See, you can't have that spiritual realm if you're not in Christ Jesus. To be a part of his kingdom, right? To be a part of his body, am I right? 1 Corinthians 12:12, which is the word? Church. Another point, think about this. You can't be born again and be in another way. See, you can be in the church but still be in another way. Right or wrong? Y'all with me? Am I right? Anytime we transgress 1 John 3, 4, God's word, amen. James 4, 17, to him who know it and don't do it, amen. Or Hebrew 10, 26, sinning willfully, right? After receiving the knowledge of truth, amen, that throws you into another way. See, a lot of times we think of another way. We think about you got to be a Baptist, Methodist, or Presbyterian. No, no, that's true too. But see, you still can be in another way when you don't believe through Jesus Christ to keep his commandments. Y'all with me? See, that's the reason why I say that test we had this morning is a dangerous test. Now, it can't be corrected. Thank God for the blood. Amen. But you can't correct if you don't identify. See, you can't correct if you don't go back and look at, and I'm serious, at what caused you not to be here. I'm serious. Amen. Only you can do that. I can't. I know what caused me to be here. Do you know what caused you to be here or not be here? That's something that you got to look at. Am I right? I can't make that decision. Am I right? Right? See. But it can't be done, brethren, if you're double-minded. Amen. If you hadn't abased to be abounded. If you ain't selected, submitted. If you hadn't resisted, draw. To be humble. Am I right? I know I'm going over and over and over and over and over again, but until we get that mindset, brethren, the devil ain't going to never let it happen. Amen? See, because I know some people be late a little bit, so late, they ain't here no more. Because see, he ain't going to stop right there. Amen? He'll let you say 5 minutes and make you be satisfied. Sooner or later, 30 minutes, amen. Sooner or later, he's going to stop you from coming all the time. Because the devil don't stop. Devil takes something and run with it. Amen. Am I right with it? See, it don't take him much to keep it going. Amen. So he said, whosoever believeth that Jesus Christ is born of God, and everyone that loveth him, that begotten loveth him, also that is begotten of him. See, of him because you love him, because you is born again. When you love God because you are in Christ Jesus, you are born again because you're going to keep his commandments. Is that what it says? And that's what I say, Brother Frazier. See, but here we go again. How can you say you love God when you don't love yourself? Because it begins with self. How are you going to love somebody else when you don't love you? It starts with you. Through looking in the mirror, amen. See, so a lot of times men say, well, how am I going to love my wife when, number one, I don't even like me? I hear a lot of people say, I just don't like me. I heard people say it all the time. I love me. I think I'm the best looking thing to ever. Somebody told me the other day, man, you look just like my brother. I said, your brother's blessed. I'm serious. Amen. So what are you thinking or not? You can find the ugliest person in the world think they look good. Now you may think they're ugly, but they look good to them, right? And that's all that matters. Because it don't make no difference what you think. Amen. It's what I think. Am I right? See, a lot of times, see, we look at people and we judge men, don't we? See, oh, that's a waste of time because it don't matter. I see people, man, you sure have gotten fat. I said, I sure have. See, someone say, man, why are you so fat? I said, I can't disrespect my wife. They said, what you mean? I said, you think I'm going to disrespect her? She cooking it for me, I'm going to eat it. Don't that make sense? Huh? My wife, I hear men crying all the time. My wife don't cook nothing but me. Man, I ain't had a good meal in a long time. My wife take time and fix me a nice breakfast. You think I ain't going to eat it? If I don't eat it, she may stop. So I know I'm fat, amen? Now, I may need to lose some weight, and I know that. Amen. But see, I control that. See, you can't make me lose no weight. I got the desire to want to do the right things to do. You can't make me lose no weight. It began with me. Am I right? See, because it all began with me. So that's what the point I'm saying. How in the world are you going to say you love God? How are you going to love your brethren, number one, when you don't love what? Yourself. Read 1 John, read James chapter, is that James? Oh, 1 John 1. He talks about that in 1 John 1 right quick. He said in verse 6, he said, if we say we have fellowship with him and walk in darkness, we lie and tell the truth. But if we walk in the light, as he is in the light, we have fellowship one with another. See, have fellowship one with another, you got to be in the light, right? Am I right? See, you can't have, we can't love one another unless we love Jesus first. Amen. Ain't that what it says? Am I right? Same thing. How a man gonna love his wife number one when he don't love Jesus? It ain't gonna happen. I'm telling you, it ain't gonna happen. Now, you can have a phony love. You can have a temporary love. That's wrong with the world. The reason why divorce rate is high. The reason why they say it don't make no difference between man and man. See, when you say stuff like that, you don't love God. Because when you say stuff like that, you're not keeping his commandments. Amen? Am I right? Am I right? See, it ain't going to be. I'm not going to sit here and say that. But I'm violating what God's word says. Amen. And when I do that, I see it. When I do that, I don't have fellowship with him. And then when I don't have fellowship with him, I don't have fellowship with you. Amen. Is that what it is? See, that's that double-minded mentality. See, that's that mentality when we don't abase, so he can abound. See, you're not going to see this if you're exalted. I mean, if you're halted, if you're not humble. See, a halted person, a proud person, a person in sin, the seed can't penetrate. You know why that seed can't penetrate? Because, see, your way is always in the way. What you laughing at, Terry? See, it ain't going to happen. Because, see, you always going to be thinking about what you want. See, what I want. See, it's the same thing in a relationship. See, you can't cleave, you can't twain and be one when you got two ways that's not God's way. Because they're going to conflict. They're going to conflict all the time. He going to say one thing, she going to say, no, this is what I want to do. See, I watched Face the Nation getting ready to come over here this morning, and they were talking about women going into the military, and then a lieutenant general, and then a lieutenant colonel. And the lieutenant general said, no, that's not right, because, see, women just not made up. Women just can't do that. In combat, you know, the living conditions are not the same. It's sanitary. They're not going to be able. It's problems. And the lady kept saying, oh, it don't make no difference. It do make a difference. God didn't make woman and man the same way. They different. Amen? But here we go again. See, that's what the devil wants us to believe. They want you to believe. Why? Because the devil don't want you to be in submission. Because as long as he know you're in submission, you're not going to never what? Abase. Because you're always going to be what? Proud. Humble. I mean, proud and haughty. Okay? So let me read right quick. He said, by this we know. Amen. By this we know, 1 John 5:13, that we love the children of God when we love God and keep his what? See what he's saying? See, you can't love if you don't keep his commandments. See, he said when you endure and when you are tried. See, what's different when you're tried and when you fail and you know you fail but you don't correct it? Well, number one, that's not keeping his commandments, am I right? And when you don't keep his commandments, you don't love what? And that's what it says. Am I going too far? Correct me if I'm going too far. You understand what I'm saying? That's the reason why he said, blessed is the man. See, thank God when you endure temptation. Because that shows that you've been born again, amen, right? Because you love God, am I right? And then you keep his word. Y'all with me? See, and that's what it says? See, so what he's saying here, that when temptation come, ain't gonna come. You can read your Bible every day. You can pray every day. You can do everything you need to do every day. But it gonna come. You know why it gonna come? Because we in the world. We are human. We are around devils, amen. Think about this. Close your eyes and just think. All the devils around you. Then there are devils in your house. In case you didn't know it. Amen. Well, they're mine. Nobody was in yours. Amen. Devil came this morning. Woke me up about 15 minutes to 7. Amen. But he won't come no more. Not that devil. Oh, wait a minute. I'm talking about these devils. See, but see, what we fail to see, we fail to see truth. See, some of you may be saying, he makes me sick calling my folks devils. He ain't got them. But what are they? Think about what the Bible said. Say, if you're born again, you got to be born in him, right? If you're born again, amen, you got to love God, right? And when you love God because you're born again in Christ Jesus, what you going to do? You're going to keep his word. And that's what the Bible said. I didn't say it. See, that's the reason why you're going to see. He said, blessed is the man who endured temptation. Now, brother, that's a blessing, amen. That you don't got on that plateau. That level of spirituality. That level, see, whereby you can be, say, thank you, Jesus. You can be like Jesus, say, Matthew 4, right? It is written. Amen. Same like Abraham. Same Joseph. Amen. See? Same spirit. See, it ain't going to happen if we don't follow the word the way the word is. Amen. Because see, when you do that, guess what, y'all? You know what, Terry? If everybody in the church understand what Jesus is saying, we wouldn't have the vision in the church today. Would we? We all be following Jesus' way, right? His way would never be in. Am I right? We all be speaking the same thing, am I right? In relation to understanding what the word of God. Go ahead, my brother. That's what I'm saying. That's it. That's it. That's it. That's it. That's it. Go ahead, Terry. Mm-hmm. Yes. That we may be warned. But see, we can't be warned if we are outside of the commandments of God. Because see, when you fall out of God's way to your way, see, you lose the concept of heirs in Christ Jesus. And see, when you lose all that, see, you lose the love. See, because you can't even love right. Amen. See, now I'm talking about love that's going to take you from brotherly love, to philia love, to agape love. See, it's going to cover all that love. Am I right? It's just not love that I have for my wife. That's a different type of love. But that love is going to be a spiritual love. See, marriages that are built right is not built on the world. It's built on a spiritual love guided by the word. Am I right? Am I right? Why? Because you're doing the way the Bible. You leave father, you leave mother, you twain together, you cleave, and you be what? See, and then you build that love based on the word, amen. Husband's the wife, am I right? Wife's submissive. See, somebody got to be submissive, and God told you how to do it, amen. But it got to be a spiritual love. See, we marry people based on what kind of car they drive. Do they have a good job? You see, what kind of benefits they got? See, that's the wrong thing. Amen, because you can be happy without benefits. Amen. Am I right? You can go to Cooper Green and be happy. Amen. Shake your head. Because if you who don't have Blue Cross, you went, you will be happy. Amen. Am I right? Like somebody say, well, you might need to go somewhere else than the VA. Well, I'm just going to keep on going to the VA. Say, why don't you go somewhere else? Why in the world am I going to go somewhere else? My wife went to the doctor the other day. Okay? And she got a bill. Now, she didn't have to pay it. She went there an hour. $3. They ran some tests. I looked at her. I said, I suppose you had to pay that. Well, we, yeah. Thank you. See, that's that learning process. That's right. Thank you, bro. We. You understand? It's a point to be made. And that's the whole point. And that's what you're saying. He prayed, John 17, that we may be one. But see, you got, to be one, it got to go back to the principles of God. And we just can't overlook a little thing. See, we're learning something. What he's saying, that go back to James chapter 1. Before you go there. See what you're saying, Brother Frazier. See, until you understand this, 315 to 49, amen, and then go back here to Exodus and understand Exodus. See, you're not going to understand. See, that's why we're giving it to you, so that you understand Galatians 4:4 in the fullness of time. Because, see, you know what? Most folks go to church, but they don't know why Jesus came or who Jesus is. See, in relationship to understanding what is the will of God. So, go back to James right quick. And I want to go back to that verse. I'm out of time. Boy, I tell you what, these classes are so good. Verse 12, James 1:12. Okay? Y'all with me? Amen? All right, now. Blessed is the man. I hope you underline verse 11, his way. Verse 8, his way, right? Double-minded, right? Y'all got that right? See, not his way, your way, it's God's way. Blessed is the man that endure temptation. For when he is tried, amen, look what's going to happen, y'all. He shall receive a crown of life. Right, John 10:10. Amen. I came that you may have life and that you may have it more what? Abundantly. Now, go back with me to Romans. I want to share something with you. See, we measure things the wrong way. We want to give up all God's blessings. We want to give up a crown of life to get something that's going to fade away. Do you hear what I just said? See, when you don't abase to abound, when you are double-minded, when you're in your way versus his way, see what he's saying here, when you don't endure temptation, when you are tried, he said, you ain't going to receive a crown of life. Amen. Now, underline that word. Everybody want blessings, amen. Now, that's a blessing. Amen. I'd rather take that home any day than a paycheck. Amen. You know why? Because God be for me, who going to be against me? My God shall supply all our needs, amen, according to his word. We can do what? He didn't say something, did it, John? We can do what? See, all that part of the crown of life. See, and you can go on and on and on and write many, many more things that make up that crown of life. And you're going to sit there and tell me that you're going to put a $20 job over a crown of life? Hello? You're going to want 30 minutes extra sleep to fail the test and lose a crown of life? That, y'all understand what the picture I'm trying to paint? Do you understand what I'm saying? See, we just don't know how blessed we are, folks. We just don't know how blessed we ought to be in the Church of Christ. Amen. I'm not talking about any kind of Church of Christ. I'm talking about a Church of Christ. Now, spirit, we ain't perfect. We're growing, ain't we? Ain't we? We're growing every day, am I right? See, we're endeavoring every day to keep the unity of spirit and the bond of peace, am I right? We ain't perfect, but being a part of a congregation that's trying to do the right thing. Do y'all pray for the faithful brethren every day? I do. Don't you pray for us? Amen. Don't you pray for just this church? I do. I thank God for it. Amen. It's the best we've been since I've been here. And guess what, y'all? It get good and gooder. Am I right? See? But see, when you understand, he shall receive a crown of life. You think about what that crown of life is, and you got it. We all got it. Amen. And then when you take a husband and a wife, and they got double crowns of life. Y'all got double. Because you train and you cleave and you're one. Amen. Am I right? Man, that's enough to get a high five in. Whoo! You see what I'm saying? And you sit here and tell me that, hey, We got a way that we can study. And all you got to do, cut it on, stay off Facebook, stay off Twitter. And when you get that downtime, when you take your wife to Kmart and you don't want to go in there, I stay in the car. Amen. I ain't just looking who coming in, coming out. I'm looking in the book. Amen. Am I right? Because I don't want to receive that crown of life. Anything, I want to make that crown of life better. Y'all with me? Now, see, if y'all ain't getting this, I can tell some of y'all ain't getting it. Amen. I'm sorry, man. There's something else. Look here. He shall receive. I'm not that word, crown of life. You need to go home. Just write that on your sheet this week. Crown the lie on your copy sheet. And then just on the back of that sheet, just write down some scriptures that really validate what that is. The reason why I want you to write it down, because when you write it down, what that crown of life is, see, she got that thing right now. And I bet you right now, Sister Hampton, she's looking at crown of life. Then what she going to do, that program will tell you everywhere in the New Testament and the Old Testament where that is found. Is that right or wrong, Abraham? Is that right? You can bookmark it. Ain't that right? And not only you can bookmark it, you can make it a note. What about you can send it back? See, you let that man say. He said, it's iClouds. He said, my stuff floating out there somewhere. I don't know where it's floating. I said, you do? He said, yeah, man, it's floating out there somewhere. He said, I don't know where it is. It's called iClouds. That's what it is. He said, all that stuff floating out there somewhere. I said, I sure hope it don't fall out of the sky. Y'all know what I'm talking about? In relationship to understanding what is the will of the law of the Lord. So y'all do that. They're going to say, crown of life. Okay, crown of life. Thank you, Paul. I still got my note. Paul. Look, thank you. You remember when you gave me this note? Thank you. The note would have been worth $20. You could have gave me $20, one more valuable. He gave me a note a long time ago and said, Al, thanks for the encouraging text. Keep them coming. And I won't throw it away. I drops it. It goes somewhere. I picks it back up and put it right here. Thank you. It means so. See y'all take that. Man, I'm just so gung-ho on this thing called spirituality. See, whatever you give me, I'm all right. See, brother, don't I text you all the time? You worry me, some of y'all don't take me back. I like you to take me back sometimes. That made me think you don't want them. Huh? You remember the one I said today about change? Huh? Y'all remember that one? Okay, and I do it all the time. You know what? I run across something that look good, I'm going to send it to my brother, amen? And you run across something that look good, send it back to me, amen? Don't that right? Am I right? All right, so we got to close this out. And we'll pick back up a little bit more this week. Next week, back to James. Boy, there's been some kind of class. All right, James chapter 1. Blessed man that endure temptation, but when he try, he shall receive the crown of life, which the Lord, I got to talk about that next week, has promised. Well, I'm not here next week. I'm going to glory. Somebody finish that. Whoever tell you, may teach it. Can I talk about that word promise, okay? A promise to them, under another word, them, that's the church, amen, who follow his way versus his way, right? Who been born again, am I right? Because you love God and keep his commandments, am I right? Them that love him, underline that word promise there, and we got to go back and talk about that word promise a little bit, because that's a promise he made from before the foundation of the world, amen. Ain't that right? Wait a minute, tell you. That might be dead. Well, I know that. I ain't going to claim it now. Oh, I ain't claiming it. But if I'm not. Amen. Okay? But thank you, bro. I appreciate it. I ain't gonna claim it. Like the lady said, I wouldn't claim it if I was you. I ain't claiming it. Maybe I shouldn't have said it. But life is like a vapor, right? That appeared for a little while, didn't it? What? I've had a wonderful time. Amen. I've had a wonderful ride. If it stopped today, I ain't got nothing to complain about. Amen. This is just me. Amen. Folks say, three things you want to do in your bucket list? I ain't got no bucket list. See, I'm doing exactly what I want to do right now. I ain't got to do no more. Some folks say, well, I want to go have lunch with Obama. I ain't studying that. I want to go parachuting. I ain't parachuting. I ain't jumping off no mountain. Not in this state of my life. I ain't jumped off nothing in 62 years. I ain't jumping tomorrow. Am I right? I'm going to stay right on this earth and enjoy that crown of life. All right? So today we're going to talk about that word promise, right? And then we're going to go back and look at that crown of life. And then you're going to make notes on your sheet, right? And then we're going to talk about that to them. Amen. Amen. And then, but write these three things down. Here we go again. You're born again, right? Because you're in him, right? Christ Jesus. Because you love him, right? Because you keep his word. See, you can't love yourself till you love him when you keep his commandment. Because you can't love out of him. Amen. See, that's really why a lot of y'all had to buy gifts to keep love going. See, God's love will accept you broke. Any way you come, any way it's going to come, long you in Christ Jesus, everything all right. Amen. See, Valentine's Day come around the corner, ain't nothing but one day. Amen. I know some of y'all already thinking about it. I saw on TV, talking about, well, red roses are still popular. Well, they can't, may be still popular. Amen. But I'm going to keep on loving in him, amen, to keep his commandments. Because guess what? You may have something to buy last year, but what if you can't buy nothing this year? What's going to happen? You ever thought about that? Okay, I'm melting now. Bye. Let us pray together, church. Father in heaven, we thank you so much for this wonderful day. We thank thee for all thy many blessings you bestow upon our lives. Father, be with us. We go to the continuation of thy service. Bless us in all endeavors. In Jesus' name, amen.